It is a big week for the Verdun Oil Capitals as they look to continue their four-game winning streak. The team's strong play since the Manitoba Junior Hockey League's Christmas break has moved it into second place in the league's MGEU West Division. With a 2-7-1-8-1-0 record, the Oil Caps entered the week just 2 points behind the division-leading Wewesikapo Wolverines, 2-6-1-4-3-2. The two teams tangle this weekend with Game 1 Saturday in Wewesikapo and the second contest Sunday night at the Tundra Oil and Gas Place. Before those games, the Oil Caps were slated to play the MGEU East Division leading Portage Terriers at home on Thursday. Head coach Tyson Ramsey said as the season winds down, "The message to his group does not change. Our work ethic has to be our foundation and we build our game from there. We need to focus on us and our game and be patient when things aren't going our way. Structure is important and sticking to the game plan no matter the score is what helps us be successful." The Oil Capitals won all three of their contests last week. They beat Dauphin, 2-1, and defeated the Winnipeg Blues 6-1 at home and 4-1 on the road. "I think what has been evident over the last month and a half is our consistency when it comes to our work ethic and also, we have been getting contributions from up and down the lineup," Ramsey said. "Whether it is depth scoring, a big save or a big shot block, we have had contributions from everybody." Hometown product Eric Reed backstopped Verdun to all three wins last week. The netminder only allowed one goal in each contest. Reed was named a MJHL Star of the Week. "I would say as the season goes on, I've been able to build momentum from game to game and use that to be better each time out," Reed said. "That said, it is also a reflection of how well the rest of my teammates are playing in front of me too. Our group is hitting our stride exactly when we want to be heading down the stretch into the playoffs." Against Dauphin on February 7 at home, Reed made 31 saves. All of the game's goals came in the first period. Colton Miller and Rue Bazin, who scored shorthanded, found the back of the net for Verdun with Dauphin's Matthew Goff getting a power play goal in between those two. Cole Sheffield made 33 saves for the Kings. Miller was named the first star of the game. Bazin was the second star and Sheffield the third. Verdun captain Brody Wilson was tabbed as the Gardewine hardest working player. With Owen LaRoque injured, Ethan Simcoe backed up Reed in net. Simcoe was a sixth-round pick of the Oil Caps in the 2022 MJHL draft, while the swift current Broncos took him in the fourth round of the Western Hockey League's draft last year. The Lac Du Bonnet product plays for Winnipeg's Rink Hockey Academy. On Friday in Verdun, the Oil Caps outshot the visiting Winnipeg Blues 40-29 and outscored them 6-1. Joey Bielik and Dean Gorchinski each scored twice for Verdun. Brett Sabel and Nolan Wallace had the Oil Caps' other goals. Reed stopped 28 shots. "Our team came out with lots of energy and everyone was communicating very well," Gorchinski said. "I thought we stuck to our game plan. We're finding each other in open spots and finishing on the chances we created." Nolan Betton scored for Winnipeg. Former Oil Caps draft pick Brock Moroz made 35 saves for the Blues. Bielik was the first start. Gorchinski was named the second star and Nolan Chastko, who had two assists, was the third star. Josh Leto led Verdun with three assists. Sabel was the Gardewine hardest working player. Rivers' Connor Dawson backed up Reed. Dawson competes for the U18 AAA Yellowhead Chiefs. On Saturday in Winnipeg, the Oil Caps got out to a 3-1 first period lead and added a goal in the third. Reed recorded 18 saves. Doing the scoring for Verdun were Trevor Hunt, Miller, Bielik, and Davis Corney. Hunt played in his 100th regular season MJHL game. LaRoque was dressed for the contest. Brant Young scored for Winnipeg. Blues goalie Jackson McLeod made 32 saves. Miller and Winnipeg's Michael Tonchik dropped the gloves in the second period.